what's been going on over the last few days in regards to Chapel Hill preparations for the impending effects of Hurricane Florence?
Town staff continue now to look at what areas are left to prepare for and get in place before Hurricane Florence shows up in whatever form and whatever track it does. So we've been looking at this since the weekend, and obviously preparing vehicles as far as fueling, and that's down to chainsaws when and if trees come down and those need to be cleared. Obviously vehicles to transport people back and forth, and getting emergency personnel, whatever they need as well. Town staff have been coordinating with county staff and other local municipalities as well to make sure that everybody's on the same page with that. So right now it's a lot of planning, and luckily with this storm pointing at North Carolina for really the last week, we've had a lot of time to do those preparations and to really make sure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted to make sure that our community is taken care of. That's the number one focus right now, is community safety and making sure that each and every one of our residents and visitors is taken care of during this storm.
We've got a couple of areas around Chapel Hill that we are familiar with in terms of prior flooding experiences. What's the message to residents in those areas, and what's the town doing to attempt to mitigate that as best as you can?
Absolutely. Well, that started yesterday and the day before with clearing streams and trouble spots, maybe some storm drains that might back up sometimes. There's a picture that went out yesterday by our town staff of a town staff member actually down in the creek picking up debris that was around one of the pylons of the bridge in a creek, and that would cause further backups to take place. So that's the first step, to mitigate those problems wherever possible. However, there's a certain level, a certain amount of rain that just can't stop the flooding in certain areas, in those low-lying areas in Chapel Hill. And so now police and fire officials are actually going door to door in some of those communities after we put out a message online that said the voluntary evacuations are strongly recommended at this time, and that is to watch out for the safety of people and their families. Those areas, as you mentioned, include places like Camelot Village that we see this regularly happen. We're also looking at the South Estes and Ridgefield public housing facilities as well, and talking to those communities. Not only are we putting those messages out door to door and on the website, but we've also been translating many of these messages into other languages as well, Burmese, Karen, and Spanish, to get out to those communities. We've done some research over the last few months and for some time now to see what are the top non-English speaking communities in our community, and those are the ones that come up the most, and we want to make sure we reach out to those people as much as possible and get the message to them as quickly as possible too.
You mentioned the forecast and being able to track this storm over the last few days as it's been coming at North Carolina, but a lot has changed over the last kind of day or so, and thinking about a little bit of a shift that the path has been projected to take once it gets to the coast. It may lessen some of the impact that we see. And of course, there's still a lot of time between now and then. But as you see, or as residents see a possibility of it lessening a little bit, what's the message from the town to them in terms of whether to kind of back off of anything?
Absolutely. Well, we've been looking at this. I don't think our efforts have changed since we began looking at this storm, and it was pointing right at us, because first of all, we've always been on the, I believe it's the windward side that they say, the right side of the eye of the storm, and that's the side that carries the biggest punch, the most wind and the most rain, and we continue to be on that side of it, whether the storm goes down into South Carolina or whether it came right over top of us. And really, because we're as far inland as we are, and that lessens the blow of a Category 4 hurricane that's out in the ocean, it might be a tropical storm by the time it gets to us. The high amounts of rain, and especially with the amounts of rain that we've gotten over the last few days that really soak the ground, that causes a problem with any amount of wind that we might get. The ground already being saturated with the possibility of bringing down trees and power lines, and then on top of that, flooding. So that doesn't change our course of attack here as far as how we're going to respond to it and how we're going to prepare. And we ask the community to do the exact same thing. Don't change your plans just because the track has changed. And for all we know, that track could change right back and start pointing right back at us again. I think the message stays the same. Prepare as if everything is just as bad as it was before.
What's the message that residents should keep in mind in the aftermath of whatever we end up getting?
I would certainly ask for patience. I know at times that can really be a difficult thing, but town staff is going to devote every minute it can to return this community back to regular operations as quickly as possible. And depending on what level of attack we get from this storm, that could be, it could be hours, it could be days, and we certainly hope that it's not that long, but town staff will do whatever it can to get it back. So patience is the number one thing, and we always appreciate when the community is patient about that. But to be open with us, we're going to have a call center open. Feel free to reach out to us and give us that information and ask those questions so that you remain safe. That's the number one thing that we ask, is that the community remains safe, especially if there's a long-standing power outages or anything like that. We want to get you the supplies that you need when you need them so that you can stay as safe as possible.